North.
Thank you, Ben. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today, Monday the 6th of October. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High Biscay, 1,029, drifting slowly east. Expected Western France, 1,028 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, backing westerly, then southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West backing southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, 5 to 7, backing west, then southwest, later 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 3 to 5. Rain at first in Humber, otherwise mainly fair, moderate or good. Biscay, variable, 2 to 4 at first in the north, otherwise easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in the south. Showers, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the east, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 for a time, fair, good. Sole, southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the west and 2 in the east, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in Irish Sea, mainly fair, good. Shannon, southwesterly, 5 to 7, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5 later in the west, rain at times, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest, veering west or southwest later, 6 to gale 8. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest, 5 to 7, increasing 6 to gale 8 in Faroes. Occasionally gale 8 for a time in Fair Isle. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in the north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Stornoway, southwest 5, rain 4 miles, 1007, now rising. Lerwick, southwest 5, 1.5 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north 6, more than 38 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 4, 1017, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 5, 11 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 5, 5 miles, 1024. Jersey, west-northwest 3, 13 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, west by south 3, 8 miles, 1027, now falling. Valentia, south by west 3, 6 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 5, 7 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. And Malin Head, southwest 5, 9 miles, 1015, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will build across southern areas, giving some mainly fair weather and lighter winds in the south. But weakening Atlantic fronts will bring rain at times to the west and the north. Winds will be lighter compared with recent days, but still increase strong at times in the north and the west. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 for a time in the north and west of Orkney, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first and later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 to 5, rain at times, moderate or good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 or 4. Rain at first, moderate or good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain at first, moderate or good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Mainly westerly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West backing southwest 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the northwest. Mainly fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in the south. Mainly fair, good. The Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 4 for a time. Mainly fair, mainly good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in the north. Mainly fair, rain later, moderate or good. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later near the Mull of Kintyre. Mainly fair, rain later, moderate or good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in the northwest, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later in the west. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, veering west 5 or 6 later in the west. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And just a word to say that if you missed the special seafaring prom, which used music and readings with a nautical theme to celebrate 100 years of the shipping forecast, you can hear the highlights on BBC Sounds. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Lynn Gibson.
Good morning. As I wrestle with the bigger issues of parish life, I sometimes wonder how much time we spend talking about brands of biscuits and biodegradable cups. Fellowship and friendship is deeply rooted in church life and have always been inextricably linked with food. And yet hospitality, as an expression of our very identity, runs more deeply and reaches more widely than a smile at the door and a cup of tea and a biscuit. Hospitality, as an expression of who we are, is even more than the warmth of our welcome, and perhaps more like our solidarity with others, even those who may not look like us or share our experiences. In Ireland, North and South, we pride ourselves on our hospitality. It's never a problem to put another tea bag in the pot or set another place at the table. Every culture is similar, with a welcome to the table for friend and stranger alike. The New Testament is full of stories of welcome and hospitality. Jesus, an itinerant preacher, with his ragtag band of disciples, incurred the judgment and even the disgust of the religious authorities as he ate and drank in the homes of the most unlikely and unsuitable of characters. It wasn't about the food or even the fellowship, but rather about sitting comfortably with strangers, those beyond our doors and beyond our experience. Hospitality is about offering God's love back to everyone. It means taking a long, hard look at where our doors slam shut, our invitations are withheld, and our welcome is just for those already inside enjoying the party. Generous God, teach us to open our doors, our minds and our hearts, and to sit as Jesus sat with those whom we least know and who need us most. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by the Reverend Lynn Gibson. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, is rural crime falling off the radar in some police forces?
Huge challenges exist at force level. And quite recently, we've seen what I would describe as a sort of material and ideological disinvestment from rural policing across territorial forces.
We'll have more on a mixed picture across the country later. First, as party conference season continues, the Conservatives are meeting in Manchester. Over the past few weeks, we've heard about all the main party's policies on food, farming and rural communities. Today, the Shadow Environment Secretary, Victoria Atkins, will outline her priorities. She told Kaz Graham what's on her agenda.
First and foremost, we will axe the family farm and the family firm taxes. I want to give everybody that solemn promise because I want to give people that confidence that when we're back in government, they will not have this burden.